Study, Migrants Using Nearly 2x the Welfare of Native-Born Americans. By John Binder on March 12, 2019. Households headed by foreign non-citizens living in the United States, including legal and illegal aliens, use nearly twice as much welfare as native-born Americans, research finds. In recently released research by the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS, analysts discovered that about 63% of non-citizen households, those who live legally and illegally in the U.S., use some form of public welfare, while only about 35% of native-born American households are on welfare. Likewise, roughly 50% of naturalized citizens, those who legally immigrated to the country and became citizens, use taxpayer-funded welfare, as well as about 55% of all households headed by legal immigrants, those who are naturalized citizens and those who are not yet citizens. Non-citizen households are more than twice as likely to use food welfare programs and Medicaid when compared to native-born American households. Only about 21% of native-born American households use food welfare programs and 23% use Medicaid. Meanwhile, 45% of non-citizen households use food welfare programs and 50% are on Medicaid. California and Texas have the most expansive welfare-dependent immigration. For example, more than 7 in 10 non-citizen households in California use at least one form of welfare, compared to just 35% of native-born American households that use welfare in the state. In Texas, nearly 70% of non-citizen households use welfare. Similar to California, only 35% of native-born American households are on welfare. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News this week, President Trump said he wanted an end to all welfare-dependent legal immigration that burdens American taxpayers with the costs. "I don't like the idea of people coming in and going on welfare for 50 years, and that's what they want to be able to do, and it's no good," Trump said. This year, the Trump administration is considering a new regulation that would effectively ban legal immigrants from permanently resettling in the U.S. if they are a burden on American taxpayers. Currently, there is an estimated record high of 44.5 million foreign-born residents living in the U.S. This is nearly quadruple the immigrant population in 2000. The vast majority of those arriving in the country every year, more than 1.5 million annually, are low-skilled, poor or working-class foreign nationals. As Breitbart News reported, the majority of the more than 1.5 million foreign nationals entering the country every year use about 57% more food stamps than the average native-born American household. Overall, immigrant households consume 33% more cash welfare than American citizen households and 44% more in Medicaid dollars. This straining of public services by a booming 44 million foreign-born population translates to the average immigrant household costing American taxpayers $6,234 in federal welfare. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.